Thank you very much, and welcome back. As promised, let's take a look at the planting progress numbers for the tri-state area. As I mentioned, North Dakota soybeans 66% planted. 72% was the number at this stage last year, but near the 65% five-year average. 23% of the soybeans emerged. Corn planted 86%, same as last year, and near the 82% average. Corn emerged 45%, that's ahead of 39% last year, 36% average. Spring wheat condition rated 82% good to excellent, 16% fair, 2% poor. Spring wheat planting is only 91%, seems a little behind, but 87% is average. Canola planting at 81%. Sugar beets, of course, done. 99% good to excellent. Oats at 82% good to excellent. 17% fair. Oats planting at 89%. Barley, 77% good to excellent. Barley planting at 91%. Sunflowers, 50% planted. 44% is average. Minnesota corn planted at 93%. Corn condition rated 78% good to excellent. Minnesota beans 80% planted. 49% of Minnesota soybeans have emerged. Spring wheat emerged at 93%, 45% jointing, and began heading 1%. Spring wheat condition rating 80% good to excellent in Minnesota. In South Dakota, corn condition rating at 82% good to excellent. South Dakota corn planting 94%. That's ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans planted 75% in the Jackrabbit State, ahead of the 70% average. 34% of South Dakota soybeans have emerged. South Dakota spring wheat condition rating 86% good to excellent. And South Dakota sunflowers 27% planted. 28% is average. So as we said earlier, in spite of your frustrations and worry on the weather, we are at or ahead of average, both nationally and in the tri-state area.
A lot of the weather headlines we've seen generated this spring so far have been outside the United States, whether it's flooding in Brazil or freezes in the former Soviet Union and Russia. And so we have seen all these headlines globally, but U.S.-wide, we've had some exciting weather, but overall, it's pretty mundane when you look at these overall crop numbers.
The latest USDA check on the winter wheat crop shows that as we start this week, 83% of the crop nationally has headed. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that's 5% ahead of average. Plus,
we do see, as expected, with the rapid development of the crop, most areas seeing ahead of average harvest progress in this first report of the season. Nationally, we are at 6% harvested. That's twice the five-year average pace of 3% and last year's 3%.
Now, at this late date, not much change in the condition of the crop that's out there. 49% of it rated in good to excellent shape. For spring wheat, 94% has been planted, well above average.
Meanwhile, spring wheat emergence looking great at 78%, well ahead of the five-year average of 69%.
And we get our first report on spring wheat condition. 74% of that crop rated in good to excellent shape. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In its first condition rating for the season, NAS estimated that 74% of the spring wheat was in good to excellent condition, 10% higher than last year's good to excellent rating of 64%. Minnesota and North Dakota spring wheat crops are 80 and 82% good to excellent. South Dakota leads the pack at 86% good to excellent. This is Inside Agriculture, taking one more break.